Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Tapes and Scowls.
One is a tape.
Yes.
One is a scowl.
Yes.
So you just jam it like a tape getting jammed in a mouth.
Right. The minute you jam that cassette tape or VHS tape into any orifice of your body, you will scowl.
Yeah, that's actually very fair.
That's how we came up with the name, you remember?
I try to block those memories out.
No, they happened. They built you into a better person.
Is this why my anus is still bleeding?
I can't help you there, buddy.
Okay.
Do we need to get medical attention down here?
I can fit 3 OL discs in there right now.
Three? I think you might actually still have three.
Three the hard way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's software, buddy, not hardware.
Oh, crap.
Oh, boy.
I gotta go.
Well, this is weird.
I gotta go poop out some emails.
Oh, no. You've got mail. Oh. Anyways, yeah. Enough of this weird nonsense. Would you like to go first, or would you like for me to go first?
You may go first.
Then I shall with a 2021 brand new nonsense weird movie.
Ooh.
Red Notice.
Red Notice.
Red Notice. I'm doing the wrestler rule.
Okay.
November 17th, 2021. It's an hour 58. Action-adventure comedy directed by Rawson Marshall Thurber.
Of course.
Starring The Rock.
I've heard of him.
Gal Gadot.
I've heard of her.
And Ryan Reynolds.
It's a lot of folks.
Or Black Adam, Wonder Woman, and Deadpool.
Oh, I like that too. And Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't let him forget about that one.
I'll never let him forget. He knows.
He knows.
He knows. IMDb movie summary. An Interpol agent tracks the world's most wanted art thief. Okay.
Sure. Track that art thief.
My bullet points. Turn your brain off a little and it's very fun.
Okay.
Every weak moment and weird plot point is kind of overshadowed by how much fun you're having watching The Rock interact with Ryan Reynolds.
Nice.
Because it's peak Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
he
cool.
is Ryan Reynolds every second of this movie.
Fair enough.
Just silly comments. And there is some cool chase scenes. It feels like an adventure movie you would have seen in the 80s or early 90s.
Nice.
But it's kind of still weak.
Okay.
Gal Gadot is kind of the closest thing to a straight man of the trio.
Right.
She is like the top thief.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds is like, I'm better than her. You don't even know it's a her initially.
Yeah.
I'm better than her. And it's like, maybe you're not.
Because
she keeps like beating him.
That's cool.
And it's just a classic adventure movie feel, kind of with fart jokes is how I would describe it.
Interesting. Okay.
There's a lot of bullshit that's just like, ugh, God.
Okay.
But like, you can forgive so much because you're just having a good time.
Fair enough.
I really think this movie just absolutely needs that caveat to turn your brain off a little.
That's fair.
There's a couple turns that happen in the movie that you don't see coming. There's one, I guess, and I was like, ugh, I don't want to be right. And then I was.
Right.
It's all about stealing these three eggs. They're from Cleopatra's tomb.
Okay.
Two of them are known where they are. The other one is not. Ryan Reynolds is the world's second best art thief, and he has a line on the third one. So
okay.
They're kind of cooperating. The Rock is the Interpol agent, and he's like following him, and he kind of goes along with him because he needs to find the third egg to lure out the other character, which ends up being Gal Gadot.
Okay. That's cool.
It's okay. It's very cliche, and it's just fun.
Yeah, just having a good time.
There's not a lot to it.
That's fair.
But no rock bottoms in this one either.
Okay.
IMDb gave it a 6.4. The critics at Rotten Tomatoes, 157 of them. Oh boy, 36%.
Okay.
The audience, 100 plus, 92%.
There you go.
There it is.
There's a group willing to shut off their brains and a group who are not.
Yep, and I think that pretty much proves that. I gave it a 6.5. I think it was a super well-filmed movie. I think everything was just correct.
Fair enough.
It just needed a slightly better plot.
Makes sense.
What you got, fool?
1973.
Yes, get back there.
The Amusement Park.
Ooh, okay. I don't think I know this one.
It was watched by me on the nicest day. 6/9/21.
Nice. I'm surprised you don't do a movie marathon.
IMDb minutes. 54 minutes. Genre, psychological thriller. So this was directed by George Romero. This movie was like essentially a public service announcement for...
For squeak toys.
Knife puppy. Sorry, Tim.
I'm debating if I'm going to edit this out or just leave it. She's like, what? You've taken three squeaky toys.
She really is all about playing tonight. directed by George Romero.
It's like a public service kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a public service announcement that he did for the senior community.
Okay.
So it was this weird project that was funded by like a senior citizen awareness group. And it was considered to be, quote unquote, his lost film. It got released late last year. Huh. And he's obviously, if you're not familiar, George A. Romero directed Night of the Living Dead. He's passed away years and years ago. His wife and estate decided to release this movie. And it's really interesting. It's got Lincoln Maisel in it, who no one would probably know unless you're a completist for Romero because he's in Martin. Okay. Harry Allenbacher, Phyllis Kasterweiler, a bunch of people who have were in this. And they're like Pittsburgh locals.
Sure.
The summary of this movie is an elderly gentleman goes for what he assumes will be an ordinary day at an amusement park, only to find himself in the middle of a hellish nightmare.
Oh, no.
So, like, this poor man is going through this amusement park. He's being fleeced for money. It's like a nightmare park. Like, tickets are really expensive, and they just charge kind of what they want to for various tickets, and he's just kind of stuck paying them. People steal from him. They beat him up. They leave him for dead. They just ignore him and trample on him. It's wild, this movie. It's like, in the beginning, he's in a room, and a version of himself comes in that's all beat up, and like he's like, don't go out there. And he's like, but what are you talking about? And he's like, in a nice suit. He's like, I'm gonna go enjoy the park. And he goes out and ignores his other self, and then goes through this nightmare thing, and at the end gets through this door where he tells himself in the beginning yeah, it's wild, like stuck in this like repeating hell. It's crazy.
Some Twilight Zone shit.
It is very dark. It is, and they managed to do it. Well, I mean, it's obviously Romero, right? Like, he knows what he's doing. He really does a good job of making you feel like garbage and really sympathizing with this main character. And we've all seen old people kind of like doing something where it's like, are they all right? And you just kind of keep going because it's an old person. And you're just like, yeah, whatever. I'm sure they're just weird because they're senile, or, you know what I mean? Whatever. And I mean, I think we've all kind of done that at a point or another where we could have easily walked over and said, are you okay? Is everything all right? Do you need a hand with something? But instead you're just like, I'm going to leave it go because it's an old person. They're on their way out anyway. F them. Yeah, it's just, you know what I mean? Not that I don't think anybody's quite that callous, but
I'm sure a lot of people are. All of our listeners out there.
Right.
Hi, Dan. Another text.
Getting a text on that one. So I really think that, you know, it really helps kind of shine a light on the fact that these are people, and they do have value, and they shouldn't be mistreated like this. Like, they deserve to take part in life just like everyone else.
Right.
And especially, I mean, they're your golden years, right? Like, you should be enjoying them, and there are people who should be respected. They've lived long lives. Especially at this point, older folks of this generation would be people who went through World War II.
Right, the stories they could tell.
Exactly. The value they add to just us, our human history, is really important, and the fact that they're just kind of getting shunted aside. And this was in 1973. Like, holy crap. Like, that was a problem back, like, nobody gave a shit back then either, huh?
It's scary how little we've changed in some ways.
I know, yeah, just completely callous to a lot of things. And it's just, it makes you feel awful when you're done with it. And so, I mean, a job well done.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, holy shit, this was hard to watch. Like,
your body was already callous, though.
Oh, it's, oof. Whew. Bad, but effective. Mm-hmm. So if you have 54 minutes.
Which you do.
Worth a look at. IMDb score, 6.4 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 72 critics watched this, 96%.
Wow.
I feel like that has a lot to do with the fact it was like George, sure, and not so much that it, I wouldn't, obviously I'm not going to put it quite that high, but it is extremely effective of what it was.
It sounds like something critics would like, though.
It is. It's very much up their alley.
Combined with, I'm sad he's passed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Audience, and this is kind of where you get the difference, 42%.
Yeah.
And I don't think the audience was quite ready for exactly what this is. I think they wanted to go in seeing zombies, and this is not what, you know, I mean, George wasn't exclusively zombies.
No.
So I think that that expectation got kind of lost in translation. I'm coming in a little bit higher, but not 96%, 7.5 out of 10. Especially for 54 minutes, like, you could do a lot worse. Like, sure, it's really good. It's an episode of TV at this point.
It's an episode.
So it's really effective, and you just feel so bad. And like, you just reflect on it. You're like, damn, this was this shitty in the 70s. It's still kind of that shitty now. Like, woof.
Sad.
Very sad. Very sad.
Very, very sad. Well, I got a movie.
Ooh.
I don't think it's going to make you feel that much better, though.
Oh.
2017's Prodigy.
Prodigy.
Prodigy. I watched it on December 3rd, okay, 2021. It's an hour, 20 minutes, drama, thriller, sci-fi,
mm-hmm,
directed by Alex Howley and Brian Vidal, starring Richard Neal, Savannah Halliday, and Jolene Anderson.
Jolene.
Jolene. Take it easy. I don't know why.
Slow ride.
Jolene.
I don't know why. I really don't know why.
Skipping Dolly Parton completely and just going straight to Foghat.
Yep.
I like it.
It all comes back to Foghat.
It sadly
when are we going to interview Foghat? That's what we got to do.
You got to start working on it. All right. Guys, we have a movie podcast. You have a movie podcast?
Yeah, Foghat. You want
to
come on?
Would you guys like to be interviewed? About what movie? Foghat.
Foghat, the band.
That's right.
Movie.
Isn't that you guys?
Yeah. Because we want to.
Papa Shango.
I could try him too.
Shawn Michaels.
Oh, I'm not going to get him.
No, I don't think you would.
No. Mm-mm. He's kind of a dick.
Is he?
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does. Prodigy. IMDb. Prodigy. IMDb movie summary. A psychologist engages a dangerous young genius in a battle of wits, unaware of the supernatural power the girl possesses, or that her life hangs in the balance.
Interesting.
My bullet points, a classic 2-3 room drama.
Okay.
You don't leave these three rooms. It's very rare.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the little girl is capable of, but fear is conveyed super well.
Nice.
So she is brought in Hannibal Lecter style into this room. The psychologist character is brought in by the military.
Oh, wow.
And other doctors are in the other room observing her.
Huh. Okay.
And it's like, you're under the impression that, like, they don't know what to do with this girl, but they are terrified. Mm. When you first meet the general character, who's a real hard ass, but not incapable of other emotions.
Right.
He's got a black eye. You find out it's from her.
Holy shit.
They say that they'll shock her if she gets out of control. They literally have a button that they charge up, and, like, you know, the fat nerd guy is like, oh, shock her.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here, and you're like, I guess she's dangerous. They've conveyed it, but you have no idea to what level, potentially,
that's cool.
She is dangerous. It's very good. And I'm not a big drama guy, and I enjoyed this quite a bit.
Nice.
A wide variety of army doctors, different characters that are really play well off of each other, where one guy's like, we just gotta study her. Let's cut her open. Let's figure out how she is this way. Why is she so violent? Why is she this? Why is she that? And it is pretty wild. You get the idea that there's something supernatural, but you don't really... No, for sure.
Right.
And as it goes on, you get a couple of answers. And the psychologist that they bring in, he's basically her last chance. If he can't get through to her and get her to stop being basically a bitch,
right,
to everybody, they're going to probably just put her down.
Okay.
And he doesn't really know that. He kind of figures it out.
Mm.
And he's very old school. Like, he's trying ink blots. He's trying all these classic kind of things to try and get her to open up. And he has more success than a lot of the people who preceded him.
Huh.
So they're debating, do we even keep this going? Like, it's like, I got somewhere to be. Do we even keep this going?
Yeah.
You know, like, that kind of a story.
I got lunch. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, exactly that kind of thing. The fear really ramps up very well once you start getting answers. Savannah Halliday is so good and unlikable as the little girl. You don't like the little girl.
No.
She does not have redeeming qualities.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
I like that.
It's worth a watch if you're a filmmaker trying to use minimal set pieces. That was my big takeaway. Like, there's only maybe four different rooms total. Three rooms and an outdoor scene.
That's cool.
That's it.
I like that.
And you can see the one room through the glass window, so it's like you can play off of that a little bit.
Right, doing a lot with a little. Very smart.
Like, the little girl is chained down to a chair when she's in there. And, like, you can see her through the other way, and, like, she's so strange.
Right.
And, like, you're getting added fear while you're listening to them talk about her.
That's cool.
Things like that.
I like that.
IMDb gave it a 6.0. Rotten Tomato critics, 73%, 22 nice. Critics. The audience, 71%, 250 plus.
Pretty good.
I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Wow.
The wife gave it a 6.5.
Pretty good.
It's a really cool watch. I definitely think the little girl was awesome.
That's great.
I was just like, I don't know if I want them to fix you. You kind of suck.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of emotional things going on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
2012.
Okay.
Much like the people in the movie you just described, this one, Safety Not Guaranteed. That's the name of the movie.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm going to jump ahead in time on this one because, again, Maurice fucked up. I watched this in July 31st of 2021. So we'll jump back in time. Don't worry. It is 1 hour, 26 minutes long, and it is a comedy.
Okay.
Directed by some up-and-comer you probably have never heard of, Colin Trevorrow. This is his first movie. Starring Aubrey Plaza, Mark Duplass, and Karen Sonny.
Sonny!
Movie summary. A magazine intern, a reporter, and yet another intern go to interview a man who put out an ad looking for someone to travel with him back through time.
Whoa.
Part of the ad is safety not guaranteed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, really cool.
That's the kind of ad I do want to see in a newspaper.
Yes. So this movie's very fun, and it manages to present the characters in a compelling enough way for you to end up actually investing more in what happens with the characters than the concept of if this guy can actually travel through time or not.
That's great.
Yeah. The script is really, really tight. Very impressive. Aubrey Plaza plays Aubrey Plaza. You have Aubrey Plaza come in for a reason, and it's that dry humor. Though she is very much more likable and less abrasive than she can be, but she is still Aubrey Plaza in this movie. But it's really good. She's one of the interns, and there's another male intern, and they're following with this reporter who's kind of got his own agenda. He's like, I'm just looking for a reason to get paid to go out here. So you guys handle the legwork of the actual story, and I'm going to go over here. And there's like a whole B plot with him, but the Aubrey Plaza character is trying to like undercover, low-key, try to like tell this guy she's interested in the time travel ad, and they start this whole relationship, and like he has a fake ear and you don't know what's actually going on with him. He claims to have already traveled back through time once previously.
Where he lost the ear.
He's like completely insane, insanely convinced that the government is watching him and trying to figure out what he's doing because he's traveled back through time. Really cool. And the characters are so interesting and the story so convincing that you're so much more interested in just what's going to happen with the characters at the end of the movie. Not so much if they actually manage to do this time travel piece or not.
Interesting.
This is really good. I was really impressed with how much more I ended up giving a shit about the characters. Because normally the concept's really cool. It's like, oh, that's really neat. Right. And the fact that I just by the end was like, whatever, who cares? Let's see what happens with the people.
He could be full of shit. I need to know.
Exactly. Yeah. It was so interesting to see that I had made that jump. And it was actually kind of surprising. I was just like, oh, wow. Yeah, right. The time travel. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And in the beginning, that's kind of what drew me to it. I was like, oh, the concept's neat. Like, this sounds fun. Let's watch it.
Right.
And it was really good. I mean, no surprise that Trev Morrow went on to do Jurassic World and the things he's done since. Makes a lot of sense. This is so smart and so, especially for kind of just out of the gate filmmaker to do this is really, really impressive.
That's awesome.
IMDb gives it a 7 out of 10. 150 Rotten Tomato critics gave this 91%.
Wow.
And 25,000 plus audience members gave it 80%. The dog so far has given it 2 squeaks out of 10.
2 squeaks? How many squeaky toys you got?
Oh, plenty.
We're running out of table up here.
Plenty. I give it an 8.5.
That's awesome.
Out of 10. It's really a fun movie.
Were you satisfied with the ending? No spoilers.
Yes.
Okay.
It's really all the way through top to bottom. Awesome.
It's always good when they stick the landing after such a cool high concept idea.
Yes, exactly. It was just so the idea to take the time travel thing and boil it down so far into this character piece was really smart and sounds like it'd be disappointing when I describe it that way, but it's not at all. It really actually comes through stronger, I think, because of it.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
Well, thank you for taking the time to be here with us today.
Yes. Now go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, you lazy fuck. I know you haven't done it. I'm outside your window right now.
Fogging it up. Making a fog hat.
Slow ride your way over Apple Podcasts and rate and review.